I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin today in Yemen, where a fragile peace accord needs your ongoing prayer. And then later, come with me to Far East Russia, where believers are risking it all to reach people for Christ. But we'll get started in the Middle East, where Yemen's government this week signed a peace accord with separatist rebels in the south. Now, it's supposed to end a bitter power struggle that's plunged the country into a humanitarian crisis. David Curry with Open Doors USA says the fight boils down to which sect of Islam has control, Sunni or Shia. It's threatened to draw Saudi Arabia and Iran into a proxy war in Yemen.
I think stability right now would benefit everybody in the region, including Christians. And this ability, if they can pull it off, to share power may bring some calm. I think it would benefit the Christian communities there.
Christians in Yemen remain underground. However,
there are leaders there that can be salt and light in this situation, where they can show the love of Jesus, bring kindness, bring some civility to a country that's been torn apart by incivility for so long.
So the accord is good news, but Curry says there's still a lot to pray about. Start with a map. Find Yemen.
There's a mountain range that runs from Sada'a, a city, down to Taiz. These are highly populated areas. I think if you wanted to pray over those cities, that God would touch that place. That's really the heartbeat of the country, is along that mountain range, in my view. That's where the change needs to be. That's where we need the greatest amount of peace.
Our next story comes from the U.S., where November is National Adoption Month. For couples considering adoption, it's helpful to hear from families who can share their experience. We spoke with Tom and Deborah Crittenden, a couple who adopted teen siblings from foster care with Bethany Christian Services. Tom says they started seriously exploring adoption later in life.
We were looking at the ages and thinking, well, maybe we need to be thinking about older kids at this point instead of having kids graduating from high school when we were retiring. So we decided at that point that we'd start looking at older children at foster care adoption.
The Crittendens adopted teen siblings Mark and Lexi and quickly went from a family of two to four. Tom and Deborah say there are plenty of misconceptions about foster care adoption, but Bethany offers lots of resources and counseling.
And I also would say, don't be scared of sibling groups. One thing I thought is that I wanted to have a sibling group because in that way they have each other. So they have someone already there that understands where they've been and understand what they're going through.
Adopted families also need the support of other believers to show Jesus to their kids.
Just a vibrant youth group is good for the church in general, and something for teenagers to go and get to meet some kids through the church. And that's as important as anything, is just having that.
Read the full story at missionnews.org.
We'd recommend any of your listeners to certainly seek out Bethany for their adoption journey if they're considering one.
And finally, did you know the Joshua Project classifies most of Far East Russia as unreached? Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says they feel a sense of urgency to change this.
God has raised up in these areas faithful churches who have a heart to bring the gospel to these towns and villages. And it's kind of exciting to see what we're working with are first generation believers.
SGA is coming alongside these believers through the Reach Russia Now initiative in three parts.
The first is what we call Antioch Initiative Training. That's church-based training. Half the teachers are Russian-speaking nationals from the schools that SGA supports. The other half are faithful pastors here in America who are experienced Bible teachers, where we send them to different regions. The other portion are what we call these gospel missions, and it's simply putting gas in the tank and providing a few resources. So youth groups and missionary pastors and other volunteers from the church are able to go out to these unreached villages. And then finally, to send missionary pastors out to these villages to form up a church.
Pray for believers in Far East Russia as they build the church. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. So get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.